A few snow showers remain following the winter storm that came through yesterday and last night. This was not a significant winter storm for the Northeast. Most areas picked up between 2 and 6 inches of snow accumulation, though there were a few isolated higher amounts in the southern Adirondacks. There were some lighter amounts across the far north. Those spots were a bit farther from the storm. And in areas south of I-90, there was a dry slot that worked in, so that helped to keep the snow totals down there. There was even some patchy freezing drizzle at times. Moving ahead, we are likely to have the coldest weather of the season so far. Tomorrow night through Saturday night, and much of that time will have wind chills below zero. Temperatures will begin to moderate Sunday, and there's the chance for a widespread accumulating snowfall early next week. Of course, we'll keep an eye on that and see how it plays out. Be aware that some slippery spots are likely on area roads and sidewalks tonight. We'll have icy patches along with scattered snow showers. I'm not expecting any heavy snow accumulation, but some spots will see a little light accumulation of snow. It'll be a cold night with lows in the single digits and teens. And then tomorrow we will have an area of low pressure work off the Carolina coast and an area of high pressure work into the western Great Lakes. That storm over the ocean is really going to intensify, and that will help to tighten the pressure gradient between high pressure and low pressure. And what does that mean to you? That means that the wind is going to kick up. So you'll notice the breeze tomorrow, and that north wind is going to draw down that cold air. High temperatures tomorrow will be in the teens and 20s, so it is going to be a colder day. And then tomorrow night, lows will be in the single digits above and below zero, but with the wind, it will feel even colder. And we're going to really have that gusty breeze on Friday. And that means highs in the single digits and teens will likely result in wind chills below zero all day long. It'll be cold again Friday night. And Saturday, temperatures will only be in the single digits and teens. It'll be breezy again. So you'll need to definitely dress warmly Friday and Saturday. Temperatures should bounce back into the 20s on Sunday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, lows in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, a chance of snow showers, breezy and colder, with highs in the teens to low 20s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, lows in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, a chance of snow showers, breezy and colder, with highs in the teens to low 20s. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and Interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, lows in the teens and 20s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, a chance of snow showers, breezy and colder, a high of 26 to 32. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, in the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, lows in the teens. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, a chance of snow showers, breezy and colder, a high of 20 to 25. Region-wide on Friday, partly sunny, windy, and cold, a chance of snow showers, highs in the single digits and teens. And on Saturday, mostly sunny, breezy, and cold, with highs in the single digits and teens. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.